Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from the narthex, or the lobby area of the church here, sitting in chairs that have been arranged for folks to gather, to visit, and to wait. This is part of the waiting area, for lack of a better word, of the church here. It's a social area, but also an area where people will sit and wait for a service to conclude, another one to begin, wait for an appointment, wait for a person. All sorts of waiting takes place here. Tomorrow, we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. It's the day, 40 days after Easter, when Jesus ascended into heaven. And after the resurrection, Jesus ministered among the people here on earth for 40 days. And just prior to his ascension, he sent the disciples to Jerusalem. And there he told them to wait for the Advocate, to wait for the gift that would be coming to them and to us on Pentecost. And as they were gathered, when they had come together, the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" I read from Acts chapter 1. He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And they were watching as he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes came and stood by them. And he asked them why they were looking to heaven. We don't like to wait. And Jesus sent the disciples to Jerusalem to wait 10 days, a week and a half. Not very long when you think about how long most of us have been alive, but even 10 days can feel like a long time to wait. And then after the Pentecost event, we have been told to wait, await Jesus' second coming. During the life of the church, we have seasons of waiting where we acknowledge waiting for the arrival of Christ during Advent and his birth at Christmas, and a season of waiting and preparation at Lent for the 40 days prior to Easter. And here, even in this season of Easter, as it's nearing an end, we find ourselves waiting for Pentecost, and then when Pentecost happens, waiting for Jesus' promised return. The question is, what are we doing? What are you doing in this time of waiting? Are you kicking back, reading a book, and twiddling your thumbs, playing a video game, watching life pass you by? Are you engaged in actively waiting for the parousia, for the return of Christ that has been promised? It's been over 2,000 years. Is it today? Is it tomorrow? As Jesus said, none of us knows the day or the time, but each of us should be living in expectant, waiting for the day and the time when that day and time comes. So I invite you today to reflect on that, to think about the disciples being sent to Jerusalem to wait for 10 days, to think about what does it mean to live our lives in full expectation of the second coming, and in the assurance that even prior to that, all those who have received the gift of the Holy Spirit live now and forever in the presence of the one who we await his return. Have a great day. I hope to see you in worship on Sunday. And maybe some other time around, maybe not even just here at the church, but somewhere in the community together. Take care.